So it's Tuesday. That means it's time for new music. And this week we've got new releases from three big names, three women who've been at the top of their game at some point in their careers, Janet Jackson, Dolly Parton, and Erykah Badu. Since their relative peaks, they've each reached beyond their trademark sounds to varying degrees of success. And that raises the question, how do you experiment, stay fresh, develop as an artist, and still sell lots of albums? Not so easy, really. Have these three very different women, very different artists, managed to do it with their newest releases? Here to answer that question is Carl Wilson, pop critic for The Globe and Mail. That's Canada's national newspaper. He recently published a book about Celine Dion titled Let's Talk About Love, A Journey to the End of Taste. Hey, Carl.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay, Rachel.
You've been on the road talking about your book for the last couple of months. You ready to dive back into the world of pop music?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. We're going to start first with Janet Jackson. Rhythm Nation was like one of the first CDs I ever owned. I have a soft spot in my heart for her. We're going to listen first. Before we start our conversation, let's listen to a song off of this new album called Feedback. Get a little sense of what's going on here. You could work me out. Let me show you how. So here's a demonstration. A beep show tonight. My body's an exhibition, babe. Though it's on display, don't be scared to touch it. It's its own. So come with it, babe. I'm in love. Okay, so that's a track called Feedback off the album of Discipline. Anything new in here for Miss Jackson?
Well, I'd say the main thing that's new this time around is a kind of freshening up of the beats more than anything else. She's trying to sort of catch up with what's been happening in dance floor music in the past couple of years, while she's had a couple of sort of not so successful albums. So she's changed up the team of producers that she's working with and trying to get that sound.
I have to tell you, this it sounds kind of not that distinctive. Is that just me?
It really varies over the course of the album. That's the first single, Feedback, which came out a little while ago. And it's definitely sort of one of the less successful at really sort of blending what Janet's good at with the kind of dance floor sound they're trying to get. There are tracks on the record that do that a little bit more appealingly. There's a track called Tonight, for example, which manages to sort of get this teen pop soul flirtation thing going, but also really sort of drawn on her vocal strengths. And then there's some things where they go further out with really extreme sort of vocal modification, which may not be necessarily so soulful, but does kind of go for a distinctiveness that is, you know, kind of works in a fun cartoon way.
Okay, let's bring up another track from the album. It's called Rock With You. It's reminiscent of another Rock With You song. Let's listen to a little bit of this. Someone else in her family did a song called that, right?
Yes, famously, her brother Michael's hit years ago, Rock With You, which this song doesn't cover and doesn't sample directly, but does kind of pay this nice subtle tribute to, and does it with some sounds that are sort of coming from the more sort of fresh French house music tradition, but kind of using that to pay tribute to sort of the disco era and the kind of glamour of Michael Jackson's early career.
Yeah, I picture a disco dance party in my house to that song. I have to be honest,
really
all by myself, actually.
You know, strobe lights make everything sexier.
Just get out your flashlight and make it a strobe.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm doing, Leo. Okay.
So all in all, are you happy with this album?
I think there's some strong moments, but it's the kind of album, you know, Discipline is kind of an ironic title for it because Janet often needs an editor and doesn't seem to be a good one for herself, and that's the problem here too. I think that there's lots of things that'll put people off, and there's kind of, you know, this 22 tracks, 9 of them are these kind of irritating skits with a computer voice. Oh. And then there's some songs that really don't work, and if it could be boiled down, you know, you'll do it at home on your iTunes and get it down to the album you want to hear, and then it's fairly strong, but you do need to go through that process.
Okay, well, let's move on to another very big name, very different woman, very different artist, Dolly Parton. Her new album Backwoods Barbie. She's putting out on her own, Dolly Records. Let's listen to a song from the new record called Jesus and Gravity.
I'm to the point where it don't add up. I can't say I've come this far with my guitar on pure dumb luck. That's not to say I know it all, 'cause every time I get too high up on my horse I fall, 'cause I've got something lifting me up, something holding me down, something to give me wings and keep my feet on the ground.
Okay, so we started that clip and both Trish McKinney, our editor in the studio, and Allison, everyone kind of got a little sentimental feeling and started bopping their head around.
Put my hand over my heart and just and I mouthed, I love Dolly.
Is this classic Dolly, or is she doing something different here? What's your take on
this? Well, you know, the difference for her right now is that she's kind of been doing something different for most of the past 10 years. Most of the albums that she's put out have been sort of bluegrass folk albums and really far away from the kind of mainstream
or even pop
sound
sometimes
that she was known for. Yeah. Yeah, and she did an album of like sort of 60s classics, and so she's kind of going back to the sort of mainstream country pop market now, and sort of reintroducing herself to that audience.
Okay, well, we are going to move quickly along because I do want to get to Miss Erykah Badu. She has had a strange and varied career, working all across everything: hip hop, soul, blues. People call her iconoclastic or just difficult sometimes. She's got a new record now. One she's apparently calling the real follow-up to 2000's Mama's Gun, and it was preceded by this single, Honey. Let's listen.
So tell me, Sam, what it's gonna be. It don't be like it's usually. When it comes to the what it do, I don't fall for the what it do. Oh, boy, can you tell me, please? Wanna know if you're feeling me. Oh, Sam, boy, you're feeling me.
So, Carl, she's releasing this on Savior's Day. That's the national day of celebration for the Nation of Islam. What's her connection there, or is there anything particularly political in this album?
Yeah, no, this album's really heavily political, and there's certainly sort of references to Nation of Islam terms and that kind of thing peppered through it. The thing about that single is that it's a bit misleading as a flavor for the album, because it's a much more straightforward R&B song, but most of this album are like 6-7 minute long, really dense, kind of experimental pieces of really focusing on social ills from drugs to the war in Iraq to visions of where things need to go from Erykah's point of view. It's a really, really naughty and kind of difficult to get used to album, but it's actually really catchy. It's not meandering the way that her last record, 2003's Worldwide Underground, was.
Okay, Carl Wilson, pop critic for the Globe and Mail, Canada's national paper. Thanks for walking us through three very different women, very different sounds, new albums out this week. Thanks so much, Carl.
You're very welcome.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I need